What a kiss that away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life? Oh, hot ziggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight? Never knew that my heart could go zing that away, ting-a-ling that away, make me sing that away. Said goodbye to my troubles, they went that away, ever since you came into my life. Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight? For two that away, skies are blue that away, dreams come true that away. If you say I can share it with you that away, I'll be happy the rest of my life. Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight? Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do?
Hot dog. Perry Como with Hot Diggity Dog Ziggity. Here's a tune that was a favorite of my father-in-law. This is Gordon Lightfoot's The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound. Every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all go with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
I'm in a playground in my mind where the children laugh and the children play and we sing a song all day.
My name is Michael, I got a nickel, I got a nickel shiny and new. I'm gonna buy me all kinds of candy. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh, the wonders that I find in the playground in my mind, in a world that used to be. Close your eyes and follow me, where the children laugh and the children play and we sing a song.
My girl
when we get married, we're gonna have a baby or two. We're gonna let them visit their grandma. That's what we're gonna do.
Holmes singing Playground in My Mind. Lovely little tune. This is the Cowsills. These are the Cowsills with the theme song to Love American Style.
Love,
Cowsills singing the theme to Love American Style. Actually, they didn't sing the theme until the second season of Love American Style. Prior to that, it was another studio group that did that song. You know, and some of you know this, Love American Style, if you ever watched it, was basically a comedy show that had little vignettes, little scenes that described love in the United States. And one of these little vignettes was actually the seed for Happy Days. Happy Days began as a small skit on Love American Style. Gary Marshall had shopped the show as wasn't Happy Days. It was called The New Family in Town, and the network turned it down, and he thought, well, let's give this a try. And so they did that, and lo and behold, it was good enough to inspire the network, ABC, to run it as a series. And then, of course, Happy Days had a number of spinoffs of its own. Of course, we had Laverne and Shirley, Joni Loves Chachi, Mork and Mindy. Some of you may remember that. Mork showed up in an episode, Robin Williams, and that was so popular, he got his own series, of course. But yeah, interesting stuff, I think. It's time to take a break and hear from our sponsors, so we will do that real quickly. And when we come back, we've got more great tunes right around the corner, including the Beach Boys.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
No two people are alike. And no two funerals are the same either. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our goal is always to walk with you while listening carefully to make sure the process is one of love, healing, and life celebration. We are here to help and support you, be it pre-planning or in a time of need. Call us anytime at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center and Muscadet.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Boston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights, feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Boston.
How important is family support and affection to you? It's a basic need and most important to the elderly who thrive and feel safe when surrounded by caring family. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Here at Harvest, we have caregivers who've been with us since 1995. A couple of them even live among our residents. So beyond caring for the elderly, they have the unique insight and sensitivity to the needs of every individual, a special friendship with family members, heartfelt support and affection for the elderly, an unusually strong family bond with the folks they serve. Come visit and feel this family atmosphere. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family here.
There's good news for those suffering from gum disease. Williams and Pierce Family Dental is now offering treatment without cutting or stitches. With laser bacteria reduction, WP Dental can treat moderate to severe gingivitis and periodontitis so you can quickly return to your normal routine. You'll heal naturally with full retention of your gums. If you suffer from tender, red, swollen, or bleeding gums, call 647-3993 for an appointment to evaluate your condition. Or visit Williams & Pierce Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
From the WRCL Lost and Found Department, in the Gotham area, a small golden retriever with a green collar and a training collar. The tag on the collar has the name Rusty, so if you find Rusty, please give a call to 608-604-3883. Also found on Wheat Hollow Road, 2 gas cans and 1 other item. You must describe what the other item is before claiming it when you call to claim it. The number to call is 608-604-2274.
Our Retro Saturday sounds great no matter how you listen to WRCO-FM 100.9. Listen on air, online, or download the free Civic Media app. and join us anytime.
From 1965, the Beach Boys with California Girls. Here is a little bit of Dinah Washington with the Jimmy Carroll Orchestra singing I Won't Cry Anymore.
For long. and I won't cry anymore.
Come on, baby, let's do that twist. Come on, baby, let's do that twist.
Chubby Checker with The Twist. Here's a little bit of the Edgar Winter Group with Free Ride.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac song written by Chrissy McVie with Don't Stop. Here's a little bit of Escaval. I usually play Escaval at the end of my program when I'm doing instrumental stuff, but you know what? We're going to hear a little bit of Escaval earlier today. This is Cole Porter's Begin the Begin.
Look at me, I've been waiting.
the Letterman with Turn Around, Look at Me. Hey, here's a little bit of Little Richard singing Lucille.
Yeah.
Connie Francis, Where the Boys Are. Here are the Three Dog Night with Joy to the World. Dance along. From 1971, a song written by Hoyt Axton. Those are the Three Dog Night with Joy to the World. Hey, thanks very much for being here this Saturday afternoon. It's been great having you along on our musical journey. Hang around as our Retro Saturdays continue. We have news at 5 o'clock, and then from 5:30 until 6, backtracking, followed by Those Were the Days from 6 o'clock p.m. until midnight. Phil is playing your favorite songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. He'll be taking your requests. He'll be ringing the trivia bell. It's a fantastic way to spend your Saturday evening listening to the tunes and dancing along and making a request or two, perhaps. It's a great way to spend the night. I tell you, I've done it many times myself. Thank you very much to Tim Thede for engineering the program today, for being in the studio and doing all that fun stuff. Well done, young man. And I'm kicking off this last little segment with some John Williams for you. This is from one of my favorite John Wayne films, and I think it's appropriate for this weekend because this music is just so American. This is the overture to the movie The Cowboys. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I will see you next Saturday.